Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that Paul Pogba's standing firm on his decision when questioned by France teammates Kingsley Coman and President Kimpembe. He's currently with the national team as they prepare for the upcoming European Championships. Pogba's future with the Red Devils is unclear. The midfielder's entered the final year of his contract in July. And now into news with his agent, Mino Raiola. Of course, has said he will not sign a new deal. Real Madrid, PSG and Juventus have all been tracking him. During an interview with InfoSport, Coman and Kimpembe put Pogba on the spot after the Red Devils star had crept up on them. During the interview, they asked him about a potential move, but he seemed a bit perplexed and remained composed and answered with a firm no to suggest that he would not be looking at any transfer at this current time. Into other news, with Luke Shaw and reports suggest Gareth Southgate is planning to start four full-backs, with Luke Shaw being one of them. According to reports, Ben Chilwell, Luke Shaw, Kyle Walker and Kieran Trippier are all in line to start in England's first game in Group D against Croatia. Reports suggest Shaw will be played as a left-sided centre-half inside Ben Chilwell. Southgate has got his side training in a 3-4-3 formation, with a combination featuring Shaw as part of a back three, a position he did deputise in the latter stages of last season. So it's good news for Manchester United fans that we'll hope to see Shaw and Marcus Rashford in the fold. And going forward, it hopes there'll be a bright future for the club. In terms of a bright future, Dylan Levitt believes he could adapt to playing in most countries. He gets set for another Manchester United loan exit in the coming months. The Welsh midfielder is one of four under-23s players being looked at to move on. Deshaun Bernard, Mateo Kovar, Ethan Galbraith and Levitt are on their way out this season. He struggled during a loan spell with Charlton before making the bold decision to go to Croatian side NK Istra back in February. The 20-year-old improved and insists he'd be willing to do it again to try and improve his chances of future first-team football later in his career. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.